So I just wanted to tell the Olim, the person who sponsored this year, my good friend Rabbi Goldstein Shlita, and his father was a Baal Bas, but he was a Talmud Chacham and wouldn't stop learning. And he was a person who was Erlich through and through. And he wrote a sefer called the Machmade Daniel, and it's just beautiful. He knew many gematrias and short little words that even the person with the most ADHD could understand. Reb Goldstein, am I right? He's an amazing person, your father. You can see it from the sefer. There's neshama shavu aliyah. When was the yahrzeit?
I'm trying to get the safety. Can you hear me, please?
Yahrzeit is coming up. Okay. Chusa Yoganalein. There was a story in Navi, a very famous story. It was with a woman. She was called the Isha HaShunamis. Why? Because she came from Shunem, from the place called Shunem. And Elisha HaNavi, on his travels, he would stay by this lady. Lady would tell her husband, let's make for this very holy man, let's make a little attic for him to stay. So they made a place for Elisha HaNavi to stay. Elisha HaNavi wanted to bless this woman with something because this lady is doing good for him. So he asks her, could I do something? Could I perhaps speak to some official about you? She answered, I like being with the Olam. So Elisha HaNavi servant Gehazi tells Elisha HaNavi she doesn't have a child. So Elisha HaNavi promises her a child, and she says she wants a child that's going to live. She doesn't want this chati chati. She wants a child that's going to live. So he blesses her with a child, and the kid born and grows up. What happens? One day, when he's on the field, he tells his father, Roshi, Roshi, my head's hurting me. Mother brings him to the room. By the time she brings him, this kid is not among us. So without telling her husband, she decides she's going to Elisha HaNavi. And Elisha HaNavi says to their husband says, why are you going? Where are you going? Why are you going here? It's not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Shabbos. And she doesn't answer, she just goes. This is where we start off on page one. Batikra Isha Malachim Beis, Perek Daled, Pasuk Beis. She calls to her husband and she says to her husband, send me one of the young lads, and one donkey, I'm going to run to the Navi and I'm going to come back. And he tells her, why are you going? Why are you going? It's not Rosh Chodesh. Why are you going to the rabbi for? What are you doing? And she says, Shalom. Shalom. She says, goodbye, I'm going. She doesn't tell her husband why. Can you imagine? Her kid dies. She doesn't even tell her husband that her kid died. What happened? Elisha HaNavi comes back. The kid's in the attic. He breathes back life into the child. That is the end of the story. Says the Gemara on this story in two places that if it would have been Rosh Chodesh and if it would have been Shabbos, it would make a lot of sense that she would be going to visit. Why? Why would it make sense? I don't know. It would make sense. And on this, the Gemara on Rosh Hashanah, Daftar Zayin Urbeis, which is our second source, V'om Rav Yitzchak says, Chai v'adam akbo b'nei Rabbi Bregel, a person is mechuyev to be mekabel, to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov. It's true. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, Madua atay lechaz elav ayoyim, lechadish v'le Shabbos, mechwal, it implies, the mechadish v'shabbos, iboy le lemezel. On chadish and Shabbos, you need to go. So therefore, you know, you need to go visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov. This is a Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tav Zayin
Amud Beis. Chodesh and Shabbos, but not even regular.
Correct. And also it's a Gemara and Sukkah Daf Tav Zayin Amud Beis. And anybody that does Kenyan Masechta will remember this Gemara. What does the Gemara say in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis? Next door is Tana Rabbanan. Maisa Rebeloi. The story with Rebeloi. Sha'olach la'akbal b'nei Rebeliezer, Rabbi Beloi. Rebeloi goes to visit Rebeliezer, his Rebbe, in Lud. When? Beregel on Yantav. Rashi explains, he went on Erev Yantav. He didn't actually go on Yantav. He went on Erev Yantav. Then what happened? Amar Loi, so Rabbi Eliezer tells him, Eloi, ain't chamishuf si aregel. You should be home. You're not resting on Yantav the way you're supposed to. Meaning, Shoy Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer, Rabbi Eliezer would say, Mishabech ani azatzanim, I praise the lazy people. Lazy people are not people you should praise. They're the opposite. You should denigrate them. However, when it comes to Yantav, it's a good thing to be lazy. Why? Shein yoytimi v'tein beregel. They don't got to have their house on Yantav. You're supposed to be happy, you and your wife. But you know, there are people who are never home. They don't want to be home. They're always running away, right? So that's not the right thing. For sure, Yantav, you're supposed to be home. Yantav, you're supposed to be home. So Rabbi Yezer said, normally, people who are just staying home and not doing anything with their life, I don't praise them. People just sit and watch the television. They fry their brains out. They're not good. No, they're lazy. Well, when is it good to be lazy? When it comes Yantav time. This way you can be home with your wife. And therefore he turns to his Talmud, Rabbi Eloi, and he says, Eloi, why are you visiting me? You're not with your wife. You're not with your children. You're missing out in V'samachta Atu Beisacha. You're missing with the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav. You have to be happy with your wife and children. This is what Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Eloi. Now the Gemara asks a question. What are you talking about? What do you think? Why do you think Rabbi Eliezer went to visit Rabbi Eloi? Well, why did you think that, Rabbi Eloi went to visit Rabbi Eliezer? Why do you think he visited him? Because he's a mitzvah. Says the Gemara. Ain't that so? Rabbi Yitzchak says, and this Gemara we just quoted in Rosh Hashanah, how do we know somebody is required, over here it says Shechayiv, person is required to visit his Rebbe on Yontif. Shenamar, like it says in the Pasuk, Madua Ate Lecha Seilav Hayom, why are you going to him today? Lechodesh Le Shabbos. It's not Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Michal, this implies the Bechodesh for Shabbos, Mechayiv Inish, Lechbuli Api Rabbi. A person is Mechayiv to visit his Rebbe, to accept the face of his Rebbe, meaning to visit his Rebbe. It's interesting. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says the Lashon, he has to go. Over here, he's mechoyev to go. Is there any difference in the Lashon? Is the Lashon different nuance? According to this Gemara in Sukkah, you have to go visit your Rebbe on Yontif. So it makes a lot of sense that Rebbe Eloi is going. Now, the whole Gemara is very difficult. Why is the Gemara difficult? Because we have on one hand, Rebbe Eliezer is giving Musar to his Talmud. He's saying, the Pasuk says, V'samachta, Ata, Ubeisacha. You have to be happy, you and your with your household. You're supposed to be with your wife and Yontif. And coming counter to that is this mitzvah of Chayv Adam Hakpo Bnei Rabbi Bregel to visit your Rabbi and Yontif. So the Gemara is asking it as a question, how could it be that Rabbi Yezer is giving Musar to Rabbi Loi? We have this Chiyav. Now, okay, we have this Chiyav, but Rabbi Yezer's Chiyav doesn't. Is also a chiyuv. Like the Gemara is saying, how could you pound on Rabbi Loi? Rabbi Loi is right because of the chayv alach with the Rabbi Bregel. Yeah, but he's not so right because he had still the mitzvah of visiting his wife. And in essence, that's what the Gemara answers. Like Kashi, it's not difficult. This is when he's going and coming in the same day. Meaning, if he's with his wife, and he's being misameach with her, he could come back on the same day. He's mechoyev to visit his Rebbe. This is when he goes, and he's not coming back on the same day. Meaning, if you want to do the mitzvah of being misameach with your wife, it has to be once a day on Yom Kippur. This is what the way the Gemara understands. And this is what he was telling Rabbi Loi, you're doing the wrong thing because you're not going to be with your wife. You're not coming back on the same day. You're not coming back on. You're not going to, unless he takes her with him. But we see over here, when you go to visit your Rebbe, you don't take your wife with you. That's what it seems over here. Your wife doesn't come along with you. Now, what? Maybe you shouldn't go at all. Fine. But over here, the Gemara doesn't mention this newlywed business. The Gemara over here speaks about that if your wife is not going to, you're not going to be mesameach her, then you shouldn't go. Now, how do you get away from this chiyuv that you have to visit your Rebbe? Like, what takes precedence? Is the visit, the chiyuv of visiting your Rebbe is deraisa? And if it's not deraisa, if it is deraisa, so why would the samachta atu v'yisecha take precedence of visiting your Rebbe? And if not, like, how does it work? So, to recap, what do we have over here? We have Rebbe Eliezer. What does Rebbe Eliezer tell his Talmud Rebbe Loi? You're not a good guy. Why are you not a good guy? Because you should be sitting lazy at home with your wife and being misamecher. Because you have a chiyuv v'samachta atu v'yisecha. You have a chiyuv to be misamech with your wife, and you're not doing it. And although there is a mitzvah of chay v'adam ha'hakvav b'nei rabbi b'regel, you're chayv to visit your Rebbe in regel, that only, that comes with the caveat that you must not miss the mitzvah of samachta atu v'yisecha. So if you could come back on the same day, yes, you're chayv. If you're not coming back on the same day, you're not chayv. On Shabbos has to be in tchum. So one of you mentioned the obvious question, which is a very good question, which is a question that all the Rishonim ask. If you look at the story is very interesting because the husband told the wife, why aren't you going to Elisha HaNavi? Why are you going to Elisha HaNavi? Why are you going? It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. That, does that mean on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos there's a chiyuv also to visit your Rebbe? And if it is a chiyuv, why doesn't Rabbi Yitzchak, who is the one who is saying this halacha, why doesn't he say a person is mechuyev to visit the Rebbe on Shabbos or a person is mechuyev to visit his Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh? Instead, he says a person is mechuyev to visit his Rebbe on Regal, on Yontif, and we bring a proof from the fact that she's visiting him and her husband's surprised because he says, I would understand if it would be Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh she would visit him, but it's not. Which implies that on Yontif you have to go. No, it implies that on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh you have to go. This question is asked by two different people. And it's split up in a very interesting way. The Ritva asks, why doesn't Rabbi Yitzchak say a person is mechuyev to visit his Rebbe on Shabbos? And if Bnei Yeshua asks, why doesn't the Rabbi Yitzchak say the halacha, a person is mechuyev to visit his Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh? Comes along with the Ritva with a phenomenal idea. And this phenomenal idea is that this requirement to visit the Rebbe, it depends how close your Rebbe is in the city. And again, we have to understand, what is this Hagdara? What do I mean Hagdara? In Bris, we learn, how do I know? Because I learned by Rev David Soloveitchik, who's the son of the Brisker Rav's son-in-law, Rav Nechemiah Kaplan. I also learned by the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rabbi Oster, who is a Talmud of Rav Paller. And Rav Paller was perhaps the biggest Talmud of the Brisker Rav. Whenever you have a halacha, you want to find out where the halacha is said, especially when the Rambam brings it down. The Rambam brings the mitzvah of visiting a Rebbe. The Rambam paskins it la halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perakei Halacha Zayin says, Chayv Adam Lahakol Bnei Rabbi Bregel, a person is mechuyev to visit his Rebbe on Yontif. The Rambam himself does not mention Shabbos, and the Rambam does not mention Rosh Chodesh, only Yontif. So we see over here somehow that it's only Yontif. But we see that the Rambam is putting it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So we see that its full is categorized under the Halakha of Talmud Torah. So you have to know why you're visiting your Rebbe. So we could explain a little bit that the Ritva brings down, and in truth, it goes a lot further before the Ritva. Rabbeinu Hananel, who's one of the first Rishonim, he says a explanation in the Gemara. In truth, he has a different girsa in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Hananel himself says that the Gemara asks itself, why are you not mentioning, why is Rabbi Yitzchak mentioning Regal? If you take a look on page number one, by Rabbeinu Hananel, Rabbeinu Hananel is on the right side of the page. There's a little hand there. What does it say? Rabbeinu Hananel says, by that little aleph, V'achshinan, and we asked. I mean, Rabbi Nachman had the gersa that the Gemara itself asked. But beregla marnu, why is the pasuk speaking about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? We're talking about Yontif. And on that, Rabbi Nachman says that the Gemara answer is, well, it depends. If your Rebbe lives next to you, you're mechuyev to visit him every Chodesh and Shabbos. And if he lives far away from you, then you have to go ahead and visit him on Yontif. It depends how close. Now, what about only, well, I mean, you don't have to visit your Rebbe every day. Not mechuyev to come to the shir every day. We see a very interesting thing. You're not mechuyev to come to the shir every day. Only Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. However, no, the Ritva adds on more like that. The Ritva, if you take a look on page one, on the bottom, the last thing, not the Marsha on the bottom, on the right, Chedushiyat Ritva, he brings down, after asking, why doesn't it say, you're mechuyev to visit your Rebbe on Shabbos? It says, Ritva, I'll tell you why. Because Rabbi Yitzchak was there to warn all the people who live far away from the Rebbe. They're in the hicks, they live in the mountains. They don't go to visit the Rebbe. They live out of the city. So he's warning them, you better go three times a year on Yom Tov to visit your Rebbe. You better go three times a year. And that's why it says, Chayv Adol Mahakbo Bnei Rabbi Beregel. Why? Says the Ritva. If you live right next to your Rebbe, you're mechuyev to visit him every day. If you take a look by the underlined, by the, when it says number 145, he says, Ki imhu be'ir, Chayv Adol Raisim Chol Yom. You're mechuyev to visit your Rebbe every day. And if you're outside of the ear, but close enough, so then you could go visit him once a week or Rosh Chodesh. And if you live very far away from him, you have to go at least beregel. This is the way the Ritva understands the sugya. Now, I would understand that to mean that you have to learn from him. You have to learn from him. You want to know how, person says, how much am I required to go? Besides the Hilchos Talmud Torah, that person is mechuyev to learn. Right? Shulchan Aruch Paskens, a person is really mechuyev to learn every day, twice a day. People don't know this. You have a chiyev to learn from learn twice a day, in the morning and night. To chiyev, Shulchan Aruch brings down the Gemara, Menachat Avtadi Tesim Rebeis. We learn out from the carbon, from the Lechem Aponim, that it says Tamid. You have to do it in the morning and in the night. And you're mechuyev to learn in the morning and in the night. So it's a real chiyev, it's a requirement. But whether you have to learn from a Rebbe, it depends. If, when you have to learn a shir from a Rebbe, then it depends. If you live right next to him, you have to visit him every day. If not, you have to at least come Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. And if you live far away, you have to at least come on Yom Tov. This is the way the Ritva learns. And we have a question. What about women? Women are mechuyev to go to here to a Rebbe? Because this is the story with the Isha Shunamis.
Yes.
What? No? Because this story was with this lady whose kid drops dead, and she... Elisha Navi was the one who blessed this woman with this child. And she doesn't even tell her husband that her kid died. She runs to Elisha Navi. Elisha Navi comes back, breathes back life in the child. The husband asks, why are you going today? It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. We could understand now why we know on Yom Tov you're mechuyev to go, because Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Ritva was saying, was warning the people. Of course, he didn't have to say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. That's included. He's talking to the people who I live farthest away, but we see she's going to Elisha Navi herself. Says, Frekta Pnei Yeshua, I don't understand. Ladies are not mechuyev to learn Torah. Ladies are not mechuyev to learn Torah. This is what the Pnei Yeshua asked.
Yeah, you probably find my life.
So, very, very interesting. The Pnei Yeshua Kamat says, like, he says two things, two very, very interesting points. His take on the sugya is that men have to go work, because if you don't work, you're going to be poor. And the pasuk says, "Efes kila yilach b'cha evyon." The pasuk that says there's always going to be aniyim. You know, we think that if people who just go work, there's not going to be aniyim anymore. He's going to be aniyim. Ramosha writes in Dorash Moshe a few places. You think the guy is not going to be an ani if you went to work and you tell him to go work? It's not going to happen. He's going to be an ani. Because Hashem was geyser, because he made in the world, he's on him. The Bnei Yeshua says, no, but it's more than that. There's a halacha that you have to try to make yourself not an ani. You have to try. And therefore, I don't know if it's an assay. Therefore, you have to mechuyev to go work. So mechuyev to go work, you don't have to go to your Rebbe to learn. However, on days that you don't work, you're mechuyev to go learn. When are days that you don't work? Shabbos, Yom Tov. Then you're mechuyev to go. Unless you're certain people, they just don't work, because they just don't work. Then you have to go all the time. Women if they have a special relationship, this is what you were saying, Zavul, as this lady had with the with this Navi, she's mechayiv to go. She's supposed to go. If a lady has a special relationship with the rabbi, she's mechayiv to go ahead, or she's supposed to go. When would a lady go? Shabbos. She doesn't have to work. And Rosh Chodesh, women don't work on Rosh Chodesh because there's a minute for women not to work. That's why the husband was saying, it's not Shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh. Him himself, men do have to work on Rosh Chodesh. Women will have a minute not to work. So if you take a look at the Pnei Yeshua, which is on the left side, four lines from the bottom, he says, although, by the underline, Leishaya Klal didn't say, to keep the Nashim ain't Mechoyim Talmud Torah, women are not Mechoyim in Talmud Torah, Miu nevertheless, even the krav b'shunamik siv shalchol gav Elisha shaya navi. She went to Elisha as a navi. Vayatader etzla. Elisha was always visiting her. Vekira b'maisav. She knew who she was. Shaya kish kadosh mishumachi hitzrich alei lachak b'panim. She's mechuyev to go. If a woman has a relationship, she knows a rabbi, then she is required to go just as much as men. And by the way, the Magen Avraham paskens. Magen Avraham brings down this halacha, that a person is mechuyev to visit the Rebbe on Yontif, and he says women are just as much mechuyev as men in this, as we find by the Yishar Shnamis, because it was a lady. However, we see over here, if a lady doesn't have a connection with the rabbi, then she's not mechuyev to go, according to the way the Pnei Yeshua is. It's only somebody who has some type of connection. She asks questions, then she actually is required to pay respects or to learn from him, to do something by him. The way we see from the Ritva, very clearly, and the Pnei Yeshua, No, Ritva not as clearly. The Bnei Yeshua clearly says it flows under the mitzvah of learning Torah. You could learn Torah from a sefer from today to tomorrow. Learning Torah from a live person, live, not virtual. Virtual's fake. It's not. It looks real, but it's not. Even though I'm on Zoom, and I very much appreciate all the people that are sitting right now in this year, but if you're not in the base medrash, it's just not the same thing. And I've had therapists who do only virtual training. The person I send people to, a certain woman who deals with a trauma and addiction therapist, and she does only virtual online, especially when she works with men. It's easier for her. But she agrees that it's not the same when you're just in person. In person, it's a different energy. So my point is that we see over here that there's a chiyuv to go learn Torah from a live person, even if you learn Shabbos, and normally in shuls, that's what happens. You have something special on Shabbos, special on Yontif, and this is what Reb Yitzchak was warning the people. Okay, you can't come Shabbos, you can't come Rosh Chodesh, you live out of the city, you better come on Yontif. You better come on Yontif. And we see very clearly that the Rambam put this halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah. This is one way to be able to learn the sugya. Correct. But the Bnei Yeshua says, even though a woman doesn't have to learn Torah, when you have a chash of a person and you have some shaykhlis, there's some type of chiyuv to go. We have to give a little bit more of an explanation in the Bnei Yeshua. Because Bnei Yeshua clearly says, women are not mechuyev to learn Talmud Torah, but still, since she's a Navi, he's a Navi, and she knows her, and she knows him, she's mechuyev to go. So we need a little bit more of explanation. Now, there's a Gemara, a very important Gemara. We skipped this Gemara, very, very important Gemara. What creates the shalom bias? Let's say what does the Gemara says makes shalom bias? Money is definitely one thing. However, the Gemara has a different taich. I'll tell you how the Gemara says it, and you could disagree, you could agree, disagree. But the Gemara Daf Kuf Nun Beis and Shabbos says that Rebbe told Rav Shimon ben Chalafta. This is right on top of the Ritva of Bnei Yeshua. Only Rabbi Lershim ben Chalafta. Why didn't you come? Rishim ben Chalafta, why wouldn't you come to visit the God Ladar, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi? Like my father's greeted your father's. So you know what he answered? He said, No, I remember I went to visit my elementary school. I passed by and I looked at the place where I used to play ball, which I thought was huge. And I look at it, I'm like, this place was so small. And like, you have just a different perspective. What happened when a person comes old and, you know, when you can normally run to shul and it takes you 5 minutes, then it's just hard for you to walk. So he says, Slotim, the small stones, Nasu Gavayim, all of a sudden they became big. He became old. Kroivim Nasu Rechaikim, what for me was close, became far. Mishtayim from two, Nasu Shalosh came three. What does that mean, two came three? He neither came. And then, Masim Shalom the Basi Batal. What put Shalom in my house is Batal. What puts Shalom in your house? Rashi says, Avery Tashmish, having relations. That's what puts Shalom. So it's Batal. What is Shalom? He's saying how old he is, that you know, he doesn't have hotness to mojo. He doesn't have it. So I saw, I think, brought down from the Ben Yehuda, what he meant to say was that, no, so then Koshki needs to come to his Rebbe. Doesn't have to be home. So I think I saw from the Ben Yehuda, he said, even though I got nothing, can't do it, still, nevertheless, it's too hard for me to come. Meaning, even though Mazir Shalom made the bottle, but we see over here, the thing that puts Shalom in my house is bottle. Unbelievable the way the Lashon of the Gemara is. Gemara, you see how straight Gemara, the thing that puts peace in the house. Let me tell you something. Let's say it like this. First of all, use a rule. It's not a rule that I tell it to people privately, but publicly, private enough. Do the 24-second or 24-hour rule. You see, the word is, it's one thing for sure. If you don't have Shalom Bayis, you're not going to get it. If you don't have Shalom Bayis, so is there a Sibo or a Simen? Meaning, if it's not going to, you know, can't do it, is a Raya on the Shalom Bayis. The 24-second, 24-hour rule is, you could go ahead and say a 24-second, a little fight of a mean line. Whatever reason, whether warranted or not, you're not coming close for 24 hours. That's the 24-second, 24-hour rule. So is it worth it? Or is it not worth 24, just that lush, and all of a sudden, yeah. So a person that, you have to ask yourself, is it worth, yeah, but what am I supposed to do? Well, ask yourself, what do you want? Okay, says the Gemara, page 2. It makes sense what I'm saying. Oh. The Ramban in Parshas Yisrael says a phenomenal thing. We're going to say the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael. We're going to bring down, after the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, Rabbi Yonasan Aipshes. And we're going to end off with a question, which we're going to continue in Mitzvah Hashem next week. So the Ramban, the Yaris Devash, which is Rav Yonasan Aipshes, and a question. The Ramban says something phenomenal. Till now, we understand the mitzvah of visiting your Rebbe is sort of found out in a circumvented way, like a by-the-way way. It's from the story of the Navi that people used to go visit. It's a very interesting thing, and that's where Rav Yitzchok is extrapolating this halacha from. However, if you look at the Ramban, on the pasuk of Zacharias Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, we're going to see that it's much more than that. Remember Shabbos to make a holy, says Ramban. If you take a look at the second paragraph, we're skipping the Gemara and Chagiga for a moment. The beautiful Gemara, we're going to learn it next week. By the hand, the Ramban says, what does it mean, L'Kadshei? It means that the rest of the week you're busy with garbage. Havli Yasman, busy with garbage, little politics and more politics. And when is it going to come a time that a person is going to look at the news and realize that it's just all sheker? Every single piece. Nothing is what you see. Everybody is just... The worst politicians, I'm going to say, the lowest people, they're so twisted. They're just a bunch of shakronim. They're a bunch of... They're not loyal people. This is what we're busy with the whole week. Shabbos, we're supposed to just put our heads away from all of that. And that's what it means to make a holy. And says the Ramban, what do? V'loleches el hachacham v'lo neviim, to go to hachacham, to neviim, l'shmoya divrei Hashem, to listen to the word of Hashem. That's what it means. You want to know Zachas Yom HaShabbos, the Kasha, you want to make a holy? Go to the hachachamim and then to the neviim on Shabbos. How do we know? K'moy she'nemar, madua ato eleches elov ayom le'chedesh v'lo Shabbos, she'yadakum kain. The way that people used to make Shabbos holy was to go to the Chachamim. That is part of Zachariah Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei. What do we see over here? The Ramban is not learning. There's something called the Mitzvah, the Rabban. Then there's something called the Mitzvah Medivrei Kabbalah from the Nevi'im. It's not the Araisa. Then there's the Mitzvahs that say the Araisa. The Ramban says it's not a Mitzvah from the Navi to go visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov. No. It's actually a Chelik of the Mitzvah, the Araisa, of making Shabbos holy. It's a mitzvah to say deraisa. What is part of making Shabbos holy? To stop with the rest of the week. Stop with the politics. Don't talk about it on Shabbos. Your mekayim a mitzvah to say deraisa. Zochar tiyam Shabbos l'kacha. We say it in Kiddush. How do you make it holy? By disinvolving yourself from all the garbage of the week and you're going to the Chachamim, to the Nevi'im, and that's what they used to do. So it's much stronger than a mitzvah medivrei Kabbalah. It's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. By the way, you want to know why animals can't work for you? Animals can't work for you on Shabbos. It's also because you can see your animal work for you, you're going to think about work. For Agnosi, what about Shabbos? Great question, I guess. No, our Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't go Rosh Chodesh. You know, Yontif, you could also say it's Lekakshay. For Agnosi, what about Rosh Chodesh? Good question. I don't have a good answer for you.
So, what should be important to you for
Yeah, they made a big feast on Rosh Chodesh and they did a beautiful thing. But the way the Ramban, the way the Ramban is explaining that it's a mitzvah of Lekachoy, that part of making it holy, it falls under Lekachoy. Rosh Chodesh, they might have done it, but it's not the same Chiyuv. Okay? Not the same Chiyuv. But we see clearly that on Shabbat it falls under that. This is what the Ramban says, which is adds emphasis on it. Comes along Rabbi Anderson, and he says something that is mamish Ruach HaKodesh. And I found afterwards, years later, I saw this piece about maybe 10 years ago. I saw it from Rav Zisha Cohen's father. He wrote this in a sefer called maybe the Mesifta. Different people wrote different shtiklach. He wrote this, Rav Anderson Iveshitz, down. And then afterwards, I found, I was learning a Malbim, and I found this Malbim. The Malbim said the exact same thing as Rav Anderson Iveshitz. Come out word for word. He said like this. When you go to a chacham, the Yerushalmi says, and you can take a look on the left, I'm going to just translate it for you. Have a kabbal pnei chacham is like your kabbal pnei hashchina. You want to know, you go to the chacham, you're visiting the shchina. Going visiting the shchina. And therefore, a person should go visit. A person should go visit. Says the Rabbi Yehuda Naif, says, I don't care how great you are or how not great you are. Anybody who is, whether you're great or not great, you visit a chacham, whoever that chacham is, it's like you're visiting the shechina. And therefore, a person who doesn't realize this is making a big mistake. Says Rav Yehuda Naif, that the Talmud Chacham passes away, Leilenu, it's like a Korban Beis HaMikdash, because he represents the shechina, he brings our shechina. And he says, now we can understand. In the Navi brings down that La'asir Lavoi, the Navi says, Vayamide Chodesh B'chachay, Vayamide Shabbat B'Shabbatay. We say it on one of the Haftaris. When do we say it, Nasi? One of the Haftaris we bring down. Every Chodesh and every Shabbos, the Pasuk says, Yabbi Kol Basar L'Shtach V'Zofanay Yom Hashem. People are going to go visit Hashem. What does that mean? It says the Medrash, La'asir Lavoi, people are going to visit every Shabbos to Beis HaMikdash. Instead of going Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the ability to somehow, however it's going to be, whether it's with flying cars, we'll be able to visit the Beis HaMikdash every Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos besides Yom Tov. Unbelievable. Says, oh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Comes along the Rav Yehuda Naif and says, amazing. People understood when it was the times of the Beis HaMikdash that they can visit the Beis HaMikdash every Rosh Chodesh, every Shabbos, however they wanted to, because the Atzal Bavi were going to do it. So what did they do? They went to the next best thing. What's the next best thing? The Navi. Navi. You go to the Navi. Atzal Bavi, that's what we're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash itself. But without the Beis HaMikdash, okay, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you can't go every Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, so you go to the Navi. That's why people used to go to the Navi, to go and visit the Shechina, to meet the Shechina. To me, I want to tell you, I have said it over many times, where my grandmother, Allah Shalom, she told me, she saw Rav Dovid Feinstein, and she said, I don't know, there's just something about him that is not human. There's something just so special about him. She couldn't get over how special of a person he was. She just saw him. Now, a woman in her 90s, what does she know? She knows she was a person who said a lot of Tehillim, and she knew, but she wasn't busy learning halachas. But she saw Rav Dovid, she saw something just godly. She saw a Shechina. That's what she saw. Says that Rav Yehuda Iveshitz, from Rav Yitzchak, learns this pasuk and sees the Isha Shunamis. She sees the Isha Shunamis going to. He reads the pasuk. She's going to the Navi. When? Well, she's not going on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, where she normally would go. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, why would they go then? to mimic what's going to happen la'asr lavay. Oh, la'asr lavay, we see that what takes the place of the Beis HaMikdash is visiting the Navi, because why else would they go on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? Because la'asr lavay, that's what we're going to do in the Beis HaMikdash. So people then wanted to try to at least do what they can, which is replacing the Beis HaMikdash. That tells us that a Navi equals a Beis HaMikdash. Today, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash at all. So then you're mechoyev to visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov, because you were mechoyev to go ahead and replace the Beis HaMikdash with your Rebbe. That's Pshat Chayv HaLamakrim Nei Rabbi L'Regel. We ask the question. You're mechoyev to visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov. How do we know from the fact that she would visit him on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? Why doesn't the Gemara start off saying Chayv HaLamakrim Nei Rabbi on Rosh Chodesh? A person mechoyev to visit Rebbe on Shabbos. The Ritva's question, the Yeshua's question. The answer is no. We don't see over there you're mechoyev to visit your Rebbe on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. We see that people would do that to mimic what they would. It's going to happen in La'asr lavay. From the fact that you see that people understood that visiting the Navi is quasi visiting the Beis HaMikdash. Well, when you have to visit the Beis HaMikdash, which is on Yom Tov, and you can't, so then you're mechoyev to visit your Rebbe on Jashal Shregalim. So we see, according to the way the Yaris Devash, Rav Yonis and Ibshus, and the Malbim, a different take on why we visit our Rebbe on Yom Tov. A different take. Why do we visit? The Ritva, Pnei Yeshua was learning, it falls under the Rambam, Halach of Talmud Torah. However, Rav Yonis and Ibshus is saying a different vart. It's nothing to do with Talmud Torah per se, it's visiting the Shechina, it's a different thing. When you visit the Shechina, you get the Ashpa of the Shechina. You get your Shemayim. One is, I'll give you an Aftamina. Do you talk to him or you don't talk to him? Is it, if visiting your Rebbe comes from Talmud Torah, you have to learn by him. You can't just go visit him. You have to actually talk to him. But according to Rabbi Yonis and Ibshus, nothing to do with it. In the Beis HaMikdash, you just go there and you could transform yourself. That would be the Naftamina. That would be the Naftamina between the way the Ritva, the Pnei Yeshua, the Rambam is understanding this mitzvah, and the way Rabbi Yonis and Ibshus and the Malbim is learning. Is it a din in Talmud Torah to learn Torah, or is it a din in going to Shechina? Now, so before we're going to go to the next part of the shiur next week, we're going to explain the practicalities of today. We have to ask ourselves the following question. The Rambam paskins, and truth the Magen Avraham paskins, however, what about the Shulchan Aruch itself? The Magen Avraham is just a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef does not bring it down. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't bring this halacha down. It brings it down by Hilchos Yom Kippur when somebody is visiting their Rebbe and they're going in the water. If you're allowed to go in the water, it's considered washing. It's not considered washing yourself in Yom Kippur because you're going to your Rebbe. So you're not washing. But it doesn't say Chayiv Adam HaKuv Rabbi Bereg. And everybody wants to know why. Okay, I know the Magen Avraham says it, but why doesn't it say it straight out in Shulchan Aruch? This is the question that the Nayyid Yehuda asked. Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa doesn't bring it down. But what we do see over here from the Gemara, if you don't come back on Yom Tov to your wife and children, so if you're going to be missing in V'samachta Atav Beisach, you're not giving enjoyment. So if you go, you're mechoyev to visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov, but if you go visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov, you're not going to be with your wife. That we see clearly from the Gemara, that it wouldn't take precedence over it. What about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, do you have a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah, or not? Is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? And visiting your Rebbe, let's say your Rebbe is dead. You go to his kever. You go to Uma. Is Shechina over there? If we go like the Bnei Yeshua, it's about learning Torah. Go like the Ritva, it's learning Torah. Ramban, learning Torah. But if it's about Shechina, like the way Rav Yonis and Leibshitz is saying, and the no mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov or Rosh Hashanah, perhaps we could understand why somebody would leave their wife and children. I had a chavrusa who was a breastfeeder, and he told me, like the first, when we were dating, the first thing I said, just know I'm not being here Rosh Hashanah. It's just not happening. It's just not happening. So, Mirat Hashem, we're going to continue next week with the practicalities of Lamaisa today. How do you do it? And what should you do? How long do you have to spend there? And who's considered a Rebbe today? Do we have any Rebbeim today? How holy do you have to be? But that will, Mirta Hashem, will be next week. Shkoich, Rabbi Goldstein, for sponsoring tonight's share. Bachanani Mekasha Emra Tachash Baruch Hu Zaki Tzitzis Shro. Vika Chibar Yom Ter Mitzvah Shnemar. Adina Chofetz Aman Tzirkoi. Yagdil Torah V'yadir.